Weekend Program. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another discussion of food and connected tissue to food. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, bless this guy. He said he was looking forward to spending some time with us this weekend, and I just got a call about an hour ago. He got a call from one of his people in New York. This is a weekend. Hello, this is Labor Day weekend. And he's been called to do some work, I think, on either the Today Show or Good Morning America. So whatever he'll be discussing, it'll be hot. In the meantime, he's on a plane. Hard to do this program when you're on a plane. I'm betting that, though, sooner or later, we'll have some technology that will allow us to do a program like this, a long-form program. There are people who now do reports from airplanes, but you got to have a certain – there's a different type of equipment that would allow you to do a long form, like an hour or two or three or four from an airplane. But it's coming. Meanwhile, we have lots of issues to discuss this week on the program. Some news about food. Chef Louis DeAngelis will join us again at the bottom of the hour. People love this. Recipe discussions about food and its availability. Louis has a place, as does Phil, on the Doug Steffen website. If you go to two different places to find him, the contributors box has both Phil Lempert and Chef Louis DeAngelis, so you can find out about them and what their expertise is. And Louis has a box right-hand side of the homepage where you can find all of his recipes. They are cumulatively listed there, and they're very unique. He has a very, very interesting one. I mean, the recipe books are a dime a dozen. These cooking shows are a dime a dozen. But I think that Louis has a very sort of down-to-earth spin on how food can be related to you. And after all, that's what we're going to eat, is what's relatable, what we like, right? So that discussion about this week's recipe and other food news coming up, or cooking news coming up at the bottom of the hour. Meanwhile, because we'll play an excerpt from one of my Good Day conversations during the week from Louis, and a lot of you aren't able to listen for whatever the reason, so help yourself to this. Meanwhile, we're going to be joined in a few minutes by Michael Clare, who's a college professor. We're going to talk about how the situation with the drought and food availability is going to affect you, your pocketbook, the cost of food. He is a reporter. Often the Nation takes his information. You get a lot of magazine credits. So we'll meet Michael Clare, Professor Clare, in a few minutes here on Good Day. Right now, though, the outbreak, the recall of the week, salmonella traced to Mexican mangoes. There's an ongoing, and you've heard me talk about coliform and the different types of coliform bacteria. E. coli is one of them. Salmonella is another. Listeria is a third. They all are different. They all show up in different ways. Sometimes Listeria is the most prominent because it's in food. Most everything that's raw and fresh, sometimes we find it in raw milk, and not to any great extent. E. coli is the same thing. Salmonella is really tough stuff. And there are 105 people who have been sickened, apparently, by some of this mango crop, 16 states affected across the country, 25 hospitalizations, no deaths. So should we report on this or not is part of the question. 800-510-8255. Do you think it's important or necessary for you to know about recalls like this? Every week on the program, we usually spend a few minutes, two, three, 4 minutes, talking about various things that are being recalled. All of them come from large, big corporate-type farms. Most of them have to do, well, this year at least, we've had a problem with melons, and it's the cleanliness of the cleaning. When it comes to these mangoes, not quite sure yet. It's Splendid Products. They're the ones who have recalled these mangoes. They're sold under the Daniela brand name. The recall applies to mangoes with stickers bearing I'll give you the numbers. Well, maybe I should put the numbers. We ought to probably post this on our website. PLU numbers 3114-4051, 4311, 4584, or 4959. The best way, if you're a fan of mangoes like I am, great yellow, tasty, just a wonderful fruit, you may want to download the information. You can do a search quickly at DougSteffen.com or other places for a salmonella outbreak this week, and they give you the information. If you bought mangoes, though, at Costco, at Food for Less, at Ralph's, at, let's see here, Kroger, Giant Eagle, Stop and Shop, Aldi, Supermarket, Whole Foods stores. You probably got mangoes, and they were sold up until 2 days ago, this past week. They'd been on this particular group from mid-July till late August. California, Delaware, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Louisiana, Maine, Michigan, Montana, Nebraska, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Texas, Washington, and Wisconsin all have cases of this salmonella strain. It's called Salmonella Bainderop, I believe, causes. Every month you can find these things. I only pass this along. I think the news media gets ridiculous, as you know, at reporting all of this stuff, because basically it hurts the business. The CDC is investigating, and the FDA is investigating, and the USDA is investigating. I'm trying to find the farm itself's name where these things came from. But the reason that this is of interest probably as much as anything else is you see how much one supplier, these suppliers are so big, they supply the needs to all of these supermarket chains that I just enumerated around the country. And one of the things you get a chuckle out of is you pay more at Whole Foods for stuff that you think is better, but it's the same stuff that's being shipped elsewhere. And these large outfits, these big agribusinesses that own these outfits, they continue to basically flaunt the law and not do, never mind what they're told to do, what is common sense in this circumstance. I don't know for sure, so I don't really want to speculate, but I'm going to guess that the same problems because of the not washing and making clean the skins, the stuff gets through the skin and gets into the pulp of the fruit, and that's why you get a problem. And they may have been not refrigerated properly. That's oftentimes what causes salmonella, all of that kind of stuff. So a word to the wise here. Stay away from mangoes for a while. 14 past the hour. We'll meet Professor Michael Clare in a moment here on Good Day Weekend.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvaluein.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and guess what? We all have the clap. How many times do we go to a movie, and at the end of the movie, for some strange reason, everybody claps? Now, when you really think about it, that's kind of silly. Why? The actors, the writers, the actresses, the directors, the producers, the light people, they can't possibly know that you're clapping. They can't possibly know what you're doing. So the question for the day is, why do you clap when nobody can hear you? The answer is because you appreciate the story, you can relate to the story, because the characters in the story succeeded in what they had to do. They had to overcome adversity, and you're cheering for the characters in the movie. Make sure people in life cheer for you, clap for you, enjoy your life and everything that you offer. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
800-510-8255. Questions for Dr. Clare. You're welcome to join us. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I was going to say Spacebook. Maybe we need to create another social media site. Dr. Michael Clare is the Five College Professor of Peace and World Security Studies at Amherst College in Hampshire, Mount Holyoke, all the colleges. Actually, there are 9 colleges in Amherst in that area. It looks like you're connected to most of them. Dr. Clare, good to have you here.
Thank you, Doug.
So you have written widely on a number of things, including global resources. And as such, you are studying what's going on around the world when it comes to a dependency on few countries for most of the food. And so this year with the drought, you have some strong feelings about not only the drought, but also what's going on in the various countries around the world where the drought isn't being handled well, or politically there are things that are going on that sort of confuse those who are trying to plan for food needs and food costs. Is that a fairly accurate statement?
Well, let me put it this way. The United States supplies about one-third of the grains and cereals that are available on the world market, on international markets every year.
Right.
So we play a big role in supplying the needs of other countries that can't grow enough food. So right now, with our drought, it looks like there'll be much, much less food available from the U.S. for other countries. That means that come fall and winter, the prices of food around the world are going to go much higher. And this, I fear, is going to trigger political convulsions and riots around the world. There's also drought in other parts of the world going on now, too, in Russia, for example. So we're facing much higher food prices around the world, and this, I think, will trigger unrest in many countries.
All right, so what does that mean to us? Will it trigger unrest here? I mean, never mind the rest of the world.
Yeah, the rest of the world. Well, I think, who knows? We have an election coming up. Nobody could escape noticing that fact. And I don't know how it will affect people that the price of food in the supermarket is going to start rising. That could make people very angry. I don't think it's going to have the same devastating effect that it will in Africa or the Middle East, where the prices of food are likely to go much higher than they will here. But sure, it's going to make people angry.
One would wonder, given purely the economics of all of this, how in our country, if we complain and are worried about rising food costs, how it's handled in some of the so-called developing countries where they don't have much money at all. There isn't much. So I give you an example. Having visited many countries in Africa, I'll never forget going to Mother Teresa's hospital and sort of a community center in Nairobi, Kenya, a number of years ago, and seeing hundreds and hundreds of people lined up for a meal, and what the meal consisted of was corn porridge, a big, like, about 800 pounds was cooked at a time in this great big kettle over a flame, and the dough would just be kneaded and beaten, and then when it got warm, they'd put it on a plate and serve it, and they keep this going 24 hours a day, and you think, how many people, and I looked at these people who were emaciated, they would go, they'd stand in line, Dr. Clare, they'd get their food, and they'd go back to the end of the line again and stay there for 24 to 48 hours until they got, they spent their whole life standing in line trying to get a bite to eat.
Unfortunately, there's a large number of people, somewhere close to a billion people in the world, who are starving or undernourished. And if you ponder this, you could get pretty upset about why that's so, why that persists. And it's not because we're incapable of growing enough food for people. It's because the price of food is beyond what most people could afford.
Well, the collusion of companies like Monsanto and Dow to try to control the food supply by controlling the seed.
There you go. Yeah. That's what I was coming to next, is that it's not that we can't grow the food. We can, but that companies control the seeds and
fertilizer. These companies, they're all lauded as being great examples. Forbes magazine not long ago said that the guy running Monsanto was the boss of the year. Maybe he's good for the company, but isn't good for the rest of the world, sort of. Michael Clare is here. We'll talk continually about this food cost, the implications of the drought and political things going on around the world as we continue on Good Day Weekend here.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Choices. Food choice. Phil Leppard, the supermarket guru, normally here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, but he's gone to New York to be on one of the weekend television programs. So we work now with Professor Michael Clare, who's a professor in the area. We're talking about security studies. We're talking about the cost of food because of the realities politically in some places, the realities of the weather in some places, and the realities of monopoly in some places. I'm a dairy farmer, Dr. Clare. In addition, as a matter of fact, you may see a lot of my equipment. We do a lot of work at Amherst College, one of the places where you teach. The hay fields around Amherst College that are being harvested now are all being done by the folks associated with me and my dairy farm. And as a result of that sort of thing, I'm aware of what's going on out there and what happens in Massachusetts, what happens in New England. Farmers are being chased off the land by a lot of realities that are part of this general problem that we're discussing. The government is also our enemy. And in this, the government that encourages the likes of Monsanto doing what it's doing, and now I'm getting on a soapbox and I need to get off of it and let you talk. But it is, people don't really understand with the reality. They go to the store and they think they should be able to buy everything, and they complain when it costs $4 for a box of cereal. Well, here's why.
Well, I'm sure you have as much to say about this as I do. My concern in all of this, because I study the interaction of many resources, is the role of oil in the production of food.
Right.
I'm sure as a farmer you know that that food production has become very heavily dependent on oil,
yep.
Both in production and the use of chemical fertilizers and so on, and now increasingly around the world in the diversion of cropland to making biofuels.
Well, we have this ongoing sort of war. I don't use any chemical fertilizers in any of my work at all, and actually never have. I have about 840 or 50 acres that I use for hay and corn and grazing and that sort of thing. And I stay away from anything that I can't cook up myself with various manures. But having said that, and I also am, I try to collect waste vegetable oil and use that for fuel. But the government, again, gets in the way of all of this stuff with regulations and stupidity and just the little guy who's trying to do this, and he's never a problem. The small farmer's never a problem. You see the recalls every week, and they're all from big, gigantic agribusinesses and big, gigantic farms.
Well, they're the ones who are setting the government regulations,
right,
in
exactly.
many cases.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah. So
they're the ones. And with the rising price of oil, that's also driving up the cost of these operations at these giant farms.
What's so frustrating, Dr. Clare, is there's no leadership anyplace because everybody is so co-opted by the... I mean, this becomes pedantic and redundant, but we've got all of this, these contributions, this conflict of interest from people in these big companies that are paying off the politicians through their campaign reelection funding mechanisms. So it's like, how do you stop this? How do you fix it? Awareness is one thing, but then what do you do?
Yeah, I think what we have to do is to limit the power of big spending in elections in this country anyway.
Yeah.
And otherwise empower small farmers, not only here, but around the world. That's the only thing that's going to make a difference.
Yeah, well, saying that is one thing, and doing it is another, but something certainly for us to keep on our minds. Thank you, Professor Clare. MichaelClare.com, you can go visit his website. Michael, MichaelClare, all one word, MichaelClare.com. We are dependent too much on foreign sources of fuel, and we're using the wrong kinds of fuel. Look at the sun and what you can create with the sun. Wind, that sort of thing. You can't run a tractor or a truck with it, but the government just doesn't encourage, because the big oil companies don't want the government to encourage you, if you're a farmer, to use these alternative sources, because then they don't make the money. Let's talk about something that's good. I'm going to stay with livestock and health for a minute. If you are one who understands the world of livestock, like I do, you know that the healthiest animals have the best diet rich in minerals. Same thing can be said for you. Did you know that you can avoid 900 different diseases by getting just 90 essential nutrients every day? May I suggest that you go to DougStephanTeam.com and see the various things that are available there. Beverages, foods, supplements, all aimed at one thing. And that is having you optimize your health and well-being. These are all doctor-tested, doctor-recommended products from the Youngevity line. Check out DougStephanTeam.com or call 855-309-TEAM and join the fastest-growing work-from-home businesses in America presenting these great products that will, in fact, you got to take them every day, though. This is not optional. It's mandatory. Get these essential nutrients into your body to avoid these diseases. Check them out at DougStephanTeam.com or at 855-309-TEAM. That's 855-309-8326. Chef Louie up next here on Good Day Weekend.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Day program at 33 past the hour, changed for the better. Would we say that is our definition of cooking with Chef Louis? Chef Louis DeAngelis is here, who is our resident chef, recipes galore. How many we're when we put the recipes up at DougStephan.com, when you go to the Chef Louis box, which is below the DougStephanTeam.com box, right-hand side of the homepage at DougStephan.com. These are cumulative, are they not? We put in a new recipe every week, and the one from last week is there, so you can learn by reading these things and keep up with Chef Louis and what it is that he's cooking or concocting. So what's cooking? I can say this with Jennifer not being here. We can call this the What's Cooking Show with Chef Louis.
You're going to get sued.
All right, but I want to think a little bit about something else that comes from sort of the food side, and that's the story of this slaughterhouse cruelty in Fresno, California, that people have been talking about. You're talking about to Twitter and Facebook. Last, 10 days, 2 weeks? There have been... Yeah. This is one of the... These things happen every once in a while. Some of the animal rights groups get someone who's a ringer to go to work for one of these farms or slaughterhouses where they know there are improprieties. The bigger they are, the more likely they are to happen. We've all seen the stories from the farms of farmers abusing their milk cows. And these people, I want to go into their barns with a bulldozer. Same thing has happened at slaughterhouses where you see animals. The one from was a 4 years ago where the cow, they call them downer cows. The cow was down. And they brought in a bobcat with a forklift and picked the cow up and just threw it into a pile and it still was breathing so they could kill it and, you know, do what they do with the meat from. And I've seen these things happen, by the way, myself in there's a place that we have a farmer's live animal market exchange where a lot of cattle from all over New England come to be brokered, if you will. It's a one way. They come in, the way they go out is
on a plate.
Well, again, it's headed for a plate someplace. And once in a while, you find a cow. I mean, I bought cows out of there that I've kept and saved because I wanted to. Sometimes farmers will ship a perfectly good cow that only is milking out of three quarters instead of four. And I would look for, when I was building a herd, I'd look for those cows. You can buy them cheaply, and they'd throw off good. I mean, you could tell by looking at them. They were good cows, but the farmers didn't want to put up with not having all four quarters clean. So, you know, those are the kinds of things that you can find there. But these cruelty examples, which most recently exemplified by this slaughterhouse in Fresno, the essence, I guess I want to hear from you, Louis, as somebody who, when you work with restaurants, you know you have to deal with beef and veal, and you're dealing with duck, and you're dealing with chicken, and you're dealing with pork, and all of these things are from living beings. And some people think about that and won't eat it. I find it disgusting. I'll eat a little fish, but I don't eat any, none of this other stuff, because I know from whence it comes. And part of the problem is how these animals are treated and how they're dispatched when they're going into the slaughterhouse, and what happens to them inside before they are killed. It's the saddest, most outrageous commentary on our food supply, and I think that's why it becomes a conversation for focus.
Back in the days when everybody used to hunt for their own food, and bang, boom, it's dead, and
right. You take care of it yourself.
Right. That was
right.
You're okay with that.
Well, I'm okay knowing that it happened, and I didn't have the same consciousness when I was a kid. I ate veal. I can remember going to the Oregon Club as a kid and enjoying veal with spaghetti. That was my favorite meal.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it, even though I was around cows at the time. I didn't even. Can I tell you something? I bet I was 13 or 14 before I even knew what veal really was.
Right.
So that kind of got me to, I don't know that I thought about it as much then.
I talk to my kids about that now so that they don't go through that shock or that realization when they're
fucking realizing.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. We're eating a chicken.
Yeah.
We're eating a cow. We're
right.
eating a fish.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you
yeah.
like it? It's good, isn't it?
Oh, you monster.
Well, you know, even what they do with chickens, just as layers, it's sad.
Yeah.
You know, not even the slaughterhouse.
Layers. He's talking about hens that give eggs.
Yeah. That's
a layer
yeah.
is a hen that gives eggs. First
yeah, I mean, they cut their beaks.
Yeah.
They cut their beaks so that they don't hurt each other. They don't. Don't
yeah.
Well,
and stuff. That's the thing is, you know, when it gets to the point where they have to create so much food that you forget about that it is a living thing. I mean, why make it suffer? You're going to kill it anyway. Why make it suffer?
Well, that's the other side of it is why, who cares? You're going to kill it anyway. But if you went to, I remember in Elmira, I've been to two of these really large chicken warehouses, I call them. And the animals are, there's 35 to 40,000 of these things in a barn. This particular farmer was doing kosher chicken. And so supposedly it's been inspected by the rabbis that go around and do that. I mean, I've been inspected, and I'm thinking now we ought to put that into place on our milk store. We have kosher approval. But I looked at these places. I couldn't begin. If this place was certified as kosher, I don't want to see the place that isn't. Because kosher is supposed to be clean, clean, clean. That's why they certify it as kosher. So if you look at and can imagine whether Louis talking about the layers, these hens that they get put into these boxes that are about a foot by a foot, maybe a little bigger, and they have a hole in them. And there's a conveyor belt that goes underneath the chickens. So when the leg comes down, it goes down on the conveyor, out it goes. And they feed them, you know, a mix of various things. Depending on, now here's an interesting story, because I have a new product, Louis, that we're promoting. It's called Ultra Joint, and it's made in part from the membranes of eggshells. And the reason that there is, some people say, well, an eggshell is an eggshell is not an eggshell. There are things that you feed the chicken that makes the eggs harder. And that's part of all this. If you feed these chickens various things, the eggs, they sometimes make it just so the eggs aren't likely to either drop and break, or another chicken is liable to get at it and break it with its beak.
Right.
All right? Mm. So and it just is.
Oyster shell is used for that too.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, you had another. You sort of had a take on this. I've taken a little of your steam away, but I wanted to hear from you as to what people ought to be thinking when you hear the stories about this cruelty, and then you think, "Am I putting any of this stuff into my mouth?" Isn't that?
Right.
I mean, that's kind of what we. That's what the question is, isn't it?
Well, you know what, Doug? There's two parts to it. And first of all, I when they talk about this place in Fresno as being you know, charged with cruelty,
yeah.
I don't care what slaughterhouse you go to, it's cruelty.
It is cruelty.
Any way you think about it, it's cruelty. They line them up, they dispose of them, 1, 2, 3, with either a shotgun or a prod. I mean, it's ridiculous.
You're talking about the cattle. When you see what they do,
yeah,
think about this, all right? This is the image I want you to think of. Well, listen to just image in your mind. This is why I'll never eat another bite of chicken in my life. A bunch of chickens in a line with a chainsaw.
If you've got kids in the car, turn your radio down for a second.
Right. Did you finish that? They turn the radio down?
If you've got kids in the car, turn your radio down for a second.
All right. Is that enough time?
Yeah.
All right. Think of the chickens standing on, they're forced into a place where they can't move, and somebody just goes down the line with a chainsaw.
Yep.
That's what happens.
Yep.
And you're eating that. And you're not thinking about it when you go to KFC or you go to what's this other chicken place we were talking about? Chick-fil-A.
Right.
That's what's going on. That's what happens. And, by the way, they do the same thing with the cows. They strap them up. I hope the radio's still off. They hang them up by their rear, by their back legs.
Yeah, okay.
Same thing.
Yeah.
All right? Same thing.
And what's worse than, you know, if there's something worse than that, it's the 6 or 7 weeks of life they had before that for the chickens.
Yeah.
You know, they put a tube down their throat. They force feed them. Yeah. You know, what they call meat chickens.
That's when I stopped eating chicken.
It is so gross.
Yeah, when I found out that the life cycle of a chicken is 8 weeks.
Gross.
Yeah,
they can't even walk.
Their legs break under the weight of them because they force them into such a weight gain program. Well, when you think of all that, you know, and that's why, a couple weeks ago I sent you an email saying, you know, if people had to go out and catch their own meat, you know, their own cows, their own steers, and shoot them, and skin them, and gut them, and do everything themselves, I think you'll see a lot more vegetarians out there. There'd be a lot
cholesterol
more
counts go right down.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, because if you saw what you had to do to it, you'd never touch it again.
No. Some food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. Chef Louie DeAngelis. we'll maybe prepare a meatless marvel for you next here on Good Day.
Now, this is the way guys like to shop. With buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors, and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam. Buy one, get one free. Polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Club Room. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis, and more. Designer suits. Buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names. Buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions apply.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our value clubs. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Call it the barbecue or grill. It's a staple in American cooking. Grilling is an easy way to make a simple and delicious meal while spending time with family and friends. Rebecca P. Cohen, author of 15 Minutes Outside, 365 ways to get out of the house and connect with your kids.
Now that kids are back to school, I try to make the most of our time by gathering around the grill for dinner. On school nights, the kids bring their homework outside while I grill. Just look for foods that are grill-friendly and pair them with new Orida grillers. These thick-cut brown potato slices are crispy on the outside, fluffy on the inside, and ready on the grill in just 15 minutes, a fraction of the time it takes to prepare a whole potato. Plus, they cook next to meats and veggies, so you can cut out trips to the kitchen and spend more time together.
Any other ways to make the most of the grill this fall?
Fall and tailgating go hand in hand. Kick off the tailgate at home with more grill-friendly foods and Orida grillers on the side. Add a game of beanbag toss while the food is grilling, and you'll score a win with your family and friends.
For more, visit Orida.com.
This is the gold standard when it comes to men and women who are in service to America and how we support them. The gold standard is the Purple Heart Service Foundation, which provides so many services. You've heard me talk and others talk about the things that all veterans, not just ones who've gotten Purple Hearts, but all veterans are getting as a result of the Purple Heart Service Foundation. So if you'd like to help them help you if you're a veteran or others you know in your family or friends who are veterans, may I suggest you think about donating a car, a boat, or other things that are unusable for you but have value to others by calling 877-743-1631. You'll be able to donate a completely 100% tax-deductible contribution. It could be cash, credit card, cars, boats, you name it. Give it to them. They'll make use of it, and you get a completely deductible donation. 877-743-1631 to benefit the Purple Heart Service Foundation. 877-743-1631. Chef Louis DeAngelis with Heather and Rich and Doug, and the food prices. We have to acknowledge you've got some ideas for people, and maybe this breaks old habits of cooking and eating, Louis?
Well, you know, Doug, we talk about all these different factors that are making the food prices go up. We talk about fuel, okay? Diesel fuel is up, so the delivery of these vehicles, you know, the delivery of the produce to a market, say, is getting higher. But when you really break it down and think about it, you know, you take a semi that's doing a cross-country trip, it's going to go through 400 gallons of fuel.
Yep.
If gas and fuel is up $1 from last year.
So that's $1,600 right there.
However, he's carrying 80,000 pounds on that semi.
Yep.
So it's really just, we're splitting hairs when we talk about a rise in price because of that. I sat at a supermarket the other day talking to the manager, and I'm watching his produce guy emptying the shelves, taking half of the stuff out. And I said, what's he doing with that? He says, well, some of it goes to a food pantry. He says, but it's old. It's waste. I got to throw it out. And one of the things that happens is it's consumer-driven prices. We don't buy the produce fresh anymore in a supermarket. Mm. Half of it goes to waste.
Yep.
Just like in a fish store. A fishmonger, he knows if he's paying $2 for fish a pound, he automatically counts it as $4 because half of it's going to get thrown out because of spoilage. It's going to get old.
All right, so here's what I would like to do, because we have these recipes that we're going to make reference to up there. Let's hold the recipes. These are vegetable recipes that have just wonderful results. Turnip. Who thought that turnip would be as yummy as Chef Louis can teach you how to make it? Check the all the recipes out. And Louis, let's pick up where we left off, where we're leaving off here today, next week. All right? Chef Louis DeAngelis here with some great ideas about how to vary your menus on Good Day.
Now, this is the way guys like to shop, with buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors, and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam. Buy one, get one free.
polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Clubroom. Casual and dress pants from Haeger, Perry Ellis, and more. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names. Buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions apply.
Feel like you've tried it. Don't miss our video of the day. Jimmy Kimmel had a very special, wonderful interview with children. You'll love, love, love it.
It's funny.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The discussion of food and related items, part of this hour, actually the important part of this hour, it is this hour, of the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is on his way to New York to do a television program. And so we've been through many of the issues, food issues this week. The effect of the drought on what you pay for produce. I wonder how that'll be reflected during this next month as we've come around into September. It is Whole Grains Month. Supermarkets across the country are going to be getting together to join this nationwide show to basically explain to you how convenient and delicious whole grains can be. This year, the Whole Grains Month celebration coincides with the kickoff of a four-month period from now to the end of the year when the government is going to be focusing its nutrition message largely on whole grains. Are you impacted by the government focusing on things? Why is the government involved in this at all? Is a question some people ask. Others say this is important information for people to have. Why are we teaching this in our schools? Isn't this, just sort of as an aside here, you know that in this era where budgets have been cut, many of the programs that are extraordinarily helpful, especially in the area of health and nutrition, have been cut. Meanwhile, on the other hand, the government spends tons of money. Tell me this makes sense. spends tons of money on trying to educate the population through, let's say, Mrs. Obama's eat the, at the school thing or the garden. That's all great, and it really is. I'm not being facetious. I think it's great to call attention to that stuff. But why would you put money into that and take money out of the resources the public school system would have to teach everybody about how to take care of their body? And that is, what you put in is what you become. What you eat is what you are. And so in taking in a lot of this bad food, if you're taught in botany class, biology class, a health class, that this is the way it works, aren't you going to be much better off? Because everybody's going to be exposed to that information. Whereas now, that's one of the programs like health and phys ed. That's another thing. The phys ed activity programs cut. A lot of the extracurricular after school programs, the sports activities, for example, aren't even in existence in some communities unless you, the parents, or you, the people who live in that town, support through some kind of a begathon, some type of a fundraiser, those kinds of programs come back in. It seems counterintuitive not to have the money go. I mean, there are a lot of money, there's a lot of USDA money going toward a nutrition, the school lunch program, school breakfast program. There is an interesting celebration going on this month, back to the whole grains month, at Eagle Stores, Giant Eagle Stores. The manager of initiatives partnering with Old Ways and its Whole Grains Council to offer store tours, sampling whole grain goodie bags for shoppers. You'll probably see those at most of the Whole Foods stores, for example. And the idea is to teach you how to identify whole grain products. Stores are also going to offer a dietitian pick, an in-store demonstration. I think it's maybe this weekend and two weekends from now. Whole grains incorporated into the mix of what you eat. So look for brochures. Ask for whole grain buttons if you're interested in this. There'll be coupons around for you to use as you go shopping. Other chains, I'm looking at supermarket. Let's see here. This is a Midwest supermarket chain that's doing the same sort of thing. So the Whole Grains Council basically is trying to approach most of the large chains around the country to gain respect, if you will, for whole grains. This has been going on every year since 2007. Grains becoming much more mainstream. How many of you actually think about the food that you eat, number one? And number two, do you think about the kinds of grains? When you buy bread, for example, if it says whole grains, somebody told me that that's a great selling tool, but there's not very much of any grain in it. And that's probably some of the things that you ought to check out. Maybe you can investigate if you're involved in this. You go into the store, you see the buttons, you probably talk to people, and there are a couple of magazine articles. There's even a contest, the Whole Grain Makeover Contest, that you can get in a couple of different magazines. So the point is, a lot of people want to extol the value and virtue of whole grains, which is probably a good thing, because collectively and individually, for the most part, unless it's wheat, they're pretty good for you. You have to be careful of wheat if you have any kind of glucose intolerance. Here's the word. I'm Doug Steffen. Join us again next week when Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, will join us here as we discuss food and how it helps.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.